This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The latest pronouncement from the good people at the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index just before Thanksgiving was that home prices are now up 6 months in a row, which is A, nice, and B, economically critical, because as Sally Herships explains, a single home in this economy has an amazing trickle-down effect.
If you're a renter, you may worry you're wasting money by not investing your rent dollars. But at least you don't have to worry about taking on the role of handyman, trying to figure out how to rip out that weird, too-big fireplace on the second floor of your new house.
Does that involve a sledgehammer?
Yes. And friends.
Mark Corbin lives in South Orange, New Jersey. He and his wife have been renters for the past 10 years, until spring, when they bought their new house. And they bought a lot more supplies than they expected.
Sheetrock and plywood and mud and paint and tools and, you know, all the stuff that you never need when you rent because you have a landlord.
Now Corbin has shag carpet to rip out and pink and lavender walls to repaint. Then there's the outside of the house.
Is that a sprinkler?
Yeah, I had to buy one of those too. Because I had a lawn. I don't know of anyone who can just move in and just sit and just be happy with the way everything is. There's always something else that needs, you know, doing a repairing.
Bad news for Corbin's wallet, but good news for the economy. It's the enthusiastic spending by new homeowners like Corbin that help drive it. To understand how easy it is for new homeowners to be lured into spending, I visited the temple of home repairs, Home Depot.
Does that sign say 600 choices available for toilets?
Yeah, you can get any toilet from a basic toilet to one that...
Vinny Merlo is Home Depot's local district manager. He says the spending can start with something as simple as a doorknob. Say you're thinking brushed chrome.
The brushed chrome on the outside, now the brushed chrome has to be on the inside.
Because, of course, you want everything to match. But now you need to save so you get a new energy-efficient storm door. You see where this is going. No other single consumer purchase ripples through the economy like the sale of a house, old like the Corbins or brand new.
This is the major purchase that households make.
Susan Wachter teaches real estate and finance at Wharton.
Someone is buying a new home, a newly constructed home, that has immediate consequences in terms of construction jobs.
The rule of thumb, Wachter says, is for every newly constructed house sold, one new job is created. But that's just the beginning. That job means a paycheck, which means spending. The housing market has been off, but Wachter says it's beginning to come back.
As the housing market improves, housing prices increase, and that has a wealth impact. People are wealthier, they feel wealthier, consumer confidence increases.
But not to the point where every home buyer is ready to take on an old house. The love affair with an old house, over.
Totally over for me. Totally over.
Paul Wadil is a new homeowner, also in South Orange. His last home was old, so this time he bought new. He didn't want to have to replace his front door.
Let's check out this door. So it seals out the cold nicely?
Absolutely. Insulating door that never, it closes securely. The lock works on it, all that stuff.
Wadil says he and his wife have barely had to lift a finger to make changes to their new home. But there is a but.
To be honest, we paid more than we wanted to pay for a house, but that's what we paid for.
Wadil says the lesson he's learned as a homeowner is you can pay now or you can pay later. In New York and renting, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.